All right. Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts. It is October 3rd. The Braves are playing the Cardinals right now. And Europa League went on today. Champions League went on this week. Got the NFL going on. This is one of my favorite parts of the year besides maybe March Madness. But that intro song was Fergie's National Anthem remixed with the Warriors dancing to it. That was one of my favorite NBA videos from last year. The NBA preseason is getting underway this weekend, which is wild. Go Hornets. Get that top draft pick. Scary Terry time, baby. But anyways, enough basketball talk. Oh, besides, Vince Carter is 42 years old. He's playing in the NBA again this season. He's older than the Grizzlies owner, coach, GM, and everybody else on their team. Vince Carter's amazing. But anyway, Neil is pitching a tent. He's camping this weekend, so he won't be joining me. So this is all you get. Sucks. My lock record is 3-4-1. Neil's is worse than that, so we've been pretty good fade material so far. My parlay record is 2-2. We'll go ahead and get right to it. My first lock is Panthers money line. Christian McCaffrey was just named NFC Offensive Player of the Month. Brian Burns was the NFL Rookie of the Month, their first-round draft pick, D-lineman. Panthers have the number one passing defense, and they're tied for most sacks. Christian McCaffrey has more yards than the entire Jets team this season, more total yards. He's really stepped up with Cam being out. Kyle Allen versus Gardner Minshew, the mustache. Fournette versus the Panthers D, some interesting storylines. Doug Marrone called the Panthers the most disciplined defense he has seen this year, which is kind of funny because he can't discipline his own players, it seems, like Jalen Ramsey, or the GM can't trade him or whatever's going on there. I don't think Ramsey's going to play again this week. But, I mean, most importantly, why this is a lock, besides everything I just gave you, the Panthers started a TikTok account. And so, I mean, the Panthers are undefeated when starting a TikTok account. It's a new stat. Keekly's a good matchup against Fournette. Shaq Thompson has been good. James Bradbury has been one of the best corners in the league this year, going against the Jags. And then sticking in the NFL, my next lock is Ravens -3. The Steelers look good against the Bengals, but, I mean, big whoop. The Bengals can't make tackles. So Earl Thomas is great in the Ravens secondary, but Marlon Humphrey's been pretty damn good this season, too. He's only allowed 55 yards on 20 targets this season. There was a 59-yard play to Ricky Seals-Jones that might have been his man last weekend, but Pro Football Focus didn't count it as his man. Tony Jefferson and him both, or Odell Beckham, they were double-teaming Odell Beckham and Ricky Seals Jr. got open. Some Ravens account on Instagram pointed that out, and Marlon commented that they're working on it, and it wasn't Tony Jefferson's fault, or he said it wasn't TJ's fault. So he's owning up. He's still playing great this season. It's a bounce-back game for the Ravens. Lamar is still a stud, even though his passing yards has gone down every game this season. Steelers can't run the ball. Ravens match up well with them. I just like Ravens -3 in a bounce back game as well as a lock. And then moving backwards to college football, like Penn State -28. Two things I like looking at in college football are turnover margin and scoring defense. And Penn State has a lot better turnover margin and a lot better scoring defense. Purdue's starting quarterback, Sindelar, is out for the season. And I always want to say Jake Plummer, but Jack Plummer's been their quarterback. He's appeared in two games this season. He has four interceptions, and now he's going against the best defense he's faced in Penn State. Sean Clifford is hot right now for Penn State. He had 398 yards and three touchdowns against Maryland. I think he keeps it rolling against Purdue. The last time Purdue beat Penn State was when Kyle Orton was quarterback for Purdue. I think that was in 2005. And I don't know, maybe the Bears could use Kyle Orton right about now. My other play is West Virginia +11. Against Texas, Will Grier led West Virginia to the win against Texas in an awesome game last season. Texas has some injuries on defense. Josh Thompson, Jaylee Green, Marcus Tillman, a lot of backups playing on the Texas defense. Still good backups, but backups nonetheless. Oklahoma's next week for Texas. They might be looking ahead a little bit. This is Texas's first road game. They played Rice in Houston, but I mean, there's more Longhorns fans than Rice fans at that game. I think West Virginia's rushing attack, home crowd. I like the +11 for West Virginia. So yeah, those are my four locks. Panthers, Ravens, West Virginia, Penn State. I lost two of my survivors last week. I had the Rams in two of them, so I'm down to two total. Katie's still alive in hers. I'm going with the Chiefs this week, and Katie's going with the Eagles. Yeah, I like the Chiefs. Damian Williams is back. T.Y. Hilton will probably be back for the Colts, but I mean, Patrick Mahomes on Sunday night should do well. And then the Eagles play the Jets and Luke Falk. Sam Darnold said, he said his spleen is good, he thinks. And then he stopped for a second. He's like, I don't really know. So no telling where Sam Darnold will be back with his mono. Yeah, so my parlays are 2-2, but I got another one this weekend. It's Temple Moneyline against East Carolina tonight in Greenville. Game's on ESPN. Temple's looked a lot better. Temple's actually beaten good teams this season, where ECU has barely beat Old Dominion. Old Dominion's actually pretty good, but not on Temple's level. And then Miami at home against Virginia Tech at Moneyline. Man City in soccer on Sunday. Real Madrid in soccer. Real Madrid plays Granada. Man City plays Wolves, who just could barely score in Europa League today. Bayern, Moneyline. Bayern looks like the best team in the world right now. Lewandowski's amazing, but Serge Gnabry's been fantastic. I mean, they just look phenomenal. Coutinho's been playing well. And then Panthers. So it's Temple, Miami, Man City, Real Madrid, Bayern, Panthers. It's at plus 245. If you add, I'm doing it for 4 units, but if you add a spread that you like, you can get it up to plus 500. I didn't add Ravens minus 3 or anything like that into it, but if you have one you like, you can add that. I think that's a pretty solid parlay. Hoping to go 3-2 in the parlays. And then, I don't know if y'all heard about the Air mascot, the live mascot dying. The bird was 23 years old. Saturday, a lot of people are betting Air Force minus 3 against Navy because of it now. But it really makes you think, you know, if I'm older than that bird. You know, it's kind of sad. But anyway, Locke's record is 3-4-1. Got 4 locks this week. Panthers, Ravens minus 3, Penn State minus 28, West Virginia plus 11. Then the parlay. The stars of the show, Neil and Katie, will be back next week. But until then, you just get stuck with me. But I've got some winners this week. I'm excited. I've been on a roll this weekend. I expect it to continue over the weekend. So, fade or follow. Locks and thoughts. John, out.